Hey guys, it's Chad, meeting with you here for our Kids Corner this week. This is taking the place of youth group that we normally do in person. I do miss seeing you guys in person and playing dodgeball with you guys and hanging out with you guys and just seeing your faces and talking and interacting with you. So I hope that this message is finding you guys doing well. We're going to get into our lesson today. And before we do that, I just want to say, if you guys could please email me. My email address is chad@cocep.org. That's chad@cocep.org. And I just want you to email me so I can have your email address, because there are different programs out there, such as Zoom or whatever, that we've seen has been kind of successful with having youth groups. So I'd like to try to do these in person if we can find time to do that. But it's going to take getting your email addresses so I can email you guys out a link so you can sign up for Zoom. It's 100% free. It is a free app on your phone, or you can do it on the computer. And I think that this would be a way that, instead of always posting these audios on here for you guys, that we can see each other. So just let me know if that's something you guys are interested in by just sending me an email and doing that. And even if I only get a couple of you, I'd have no problem doing this with just a couple of you and trying to do this in person, because again, it's the Zoom is like a live video conference thing. So before we get started, let's go ahead and pray, and then I'll get you your list of supplies you need, and then we'll get into the lesson, all right? Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you so much for this day. I thank you for this time. I thank you for everybody that's listening today. And I thank you for everybody in our community and our church. Lord, I just pray for guidance as we go through this coronavirus pandemic. And we just ask that your will be done. I ask that you keep everybody safe. Help keep us healthy. We ask that people listen to the stay-at-home order and help this thing to just go away, so that we can meet back at church and we can start having our youth groups again and start planning and doing all the fun things that that we like to do together. Lord, guide our time together today. I ask that you sit with us and help us to learn the material and help us to realize that our strength comes from you and nothing else. And we just ask this all in Jesus' precious heavenly name. Amen. All right, guys, just like last week, we do have a supply list. So what I need you to do is I need you to grab your Bible. I need you to grab a bowl of water, just a small bowl, and then half full of water. I need you to grab your pepper, and I need you to grab dish soap, not hand soap, dish soap. So this is the soap that you'd wash the dishes with. When you get your Bibles, you can go ahead and pre-open them. So we go over that later. It's going to be Matthew 14, 22 through 33. So that's Matthew, the first book of the New Testament, 14, and we're going to read verses 22 through 33. All right, I'm going to pause, let you guys go grab that stuff, and then we will come right back and we'll get started with the lesson. All right. You know, right now, lots of people are looking at what's happening around them. People are getting sick, churches, schools, businesses are closing, and they're worried. You know, but being worried is just natural. But if you're a friend of Jesus, there's something you can do with your worry, because Jesus' power, he calms our worries. And before we get into that, I want to take a minute just to explore with you. I want to talk about those God sightings. If you guys remember last week, we talked about the God sightings that are out there. And I just wanted to, I know that we can't converse. This is just audio. This is why I want to try to do the Zoom thing, so we can converse and I can hear about your God sightings. But I just want to give you a God sighting that I saw. This past week we had Sunday. It was wonderful weather. It was beautiful. It was sunshiny. It was warm. And I went for a walk with Jagger. We walked down to the church, and I saw... just this beautiful weather. The trees were starting to bud. The people were outside, but on their porch, just trying to get outside and get some of that air, but still trying to adhere to the stay-at-home initiative. And just people were smiling, and people were waving as you're going by and just saying hello. And to me, I've gone on walks before, and you get that some, but you don't get that all the time. And everybody was waving and smiling and saying hi. And that's with this most craziest pandemic that we've ever seen. So to me, that was my God sighting, watching people just appreciate the fact that they were able to be outside on a nice warm day and taking that opportunity to be kind and friendly and say hi. So that was my God sighting. I hope that you guys had some too, and just share them with me. Email them to me so I can hear about them, and just if you could also, again, if we could do this and on Zoom or something like that, that way we can talk about them, you know, as it's happening. I want to give you guys just a quick little thing before we continue on with this message about generations. So if you've talked to your grandparents or your parents, you may have heard them tell you a story about how these massive snowstorms would come and that they would have to still go to school. They wouldn't close the school, and people would go walk uphill both ways to school and home. And, you know, just something that's just silly and impossible. But, you know, this coronavirus, this is going to be your generation's uphill both ways story. This is going to be your opportunity to say whether you overcame it in a positive way, like the uphill both ways stories were about endurance and overcoming, or if we can just say that we didn't do anything, we just sat around and walked through this pandemic just day by day. So I always want to challenge you guys to be the generation that embraces this challenge of the coronavirus and use it to spread God's wonderful news, because God is in every single moment. Even this pandemic, He's there. Look at all of the wonderful things that have been happening. People are coming around the table again and eating food together, and people are talking and more, and they're FaceTiming and, you know, doing Skyping and all of those things. They're talking more. You see people, you know, that are in the nursing home that can't go out, and people are going to the nursing home and sitting outside their window and just talking to them on the phone because they're not allowed inside. Just wonderful reach outs. And you see food banks are just pouring out food to people that are in need, and there's the food is available to them. That's something that not every country can say. And so, you know, I would just challenge you guys to use this time. Yes, we're stuck inside to a point, and we're asked to be, you know, as careful as possible in social distancing. Use this to spread God's mighty news, because so many times it's easy to hear on these daily news conferences the bad and all this bad news. And your generation has the opportunity to be so positive and look at this through a positive light. Lead people. Don't be outside and doing the things that they're asking us not to do. Staying inside, but using that social media, the thing that some of the older generation says there's too much of, but you guys can use the power of social media to uplift spirits and spread God's news. So I'd really challenge you to make this coronavirus your uphill both ways story. Before we get into the heart of this topic, I want to encourage you guys to, just like last time, there's a link down below. I want you to go ahead and pause me and hit video one. You'll see down there it says video one and video two. Video two is for the end. Video one is for right now. So if you can go ahead and hit this video one and then come back, and then we'll finish the lesson out. Right. That's such a powerful song, and I love it. I hope that you can make that your anthem as you go forward, that nothing is impossible with God, not even coronavirus, not plagues, not World War IIs and all of these world wars that have been out there and all the things that have happened. Just, you know, nothing is impossible with God. His will be done. And the question is, will we seek His will? And will we push His glory forward? So I challenge you with that, and I hope that you can make that song your anthem for going forward for dealing with the coronavirus. You know, the world seems really worried about the coronavirus, about the jobs, about so many things. So I wanted to hear from you guys about what are you hearing that we should be worried about right now. And I want you to take this opportunity, as I'm asking these questions, to maybe write some of this down. Maybe start a journal about things that are going on in your life and answering that question. What are we hearing that we should be worried about right now? And what do you usually do when you get worried? So, you know, if you make these journals, you guys have been in school, you've heard these, read these books, these history books and these other books that you guys are reading. everybody wrote that stuff down, and that's how that was able to get out there. That's how we have the Bible, because people wrote stuff down, and they were able to recall the information and put it together. So I'd encourage you guys to start journaling and putting these things down so we have something to talk about, so we have these things. And if you want to do an electronic journal, nobody says you have to have a piece of paper and a pen. You can put it on the computer and stuff. And if you do that, you know, I'd encourage you to email it over to me so I can read it with you and share with you in that. So, but in talking about these worries and things like that, let's see what the Bible has to say about worry. So there's this guy in this Bible who trusted Jesus, but then started to worry and things didn't go too well for him. So if you want to follow along with me in this Bible, we're going to go into our Bible to Matthew chapter 14, and we're going to read verses 22 through 33. Okay, so it says, starts out with 22. It says, immediately after this. So what is this? We're going to have to go back a little bit from 13 to 21 to find out about what this is. This is why it's important to make sure that we're reading before and after what we want to read, so we understand the context of what's said. So in 13 through 21, this is where Jesus fed 5,000 people. And so there wasn't a lot of food, and then all of a sudden there was a lot of food, enough to feed 5,000 people. So that's what the this is in this. So immediately after Jesus fed the 5,000, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. After sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost!" But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage. I am here." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" When they climbed back into the boat and the wind stopped, then the disciples worshiped him. "You really are the Son of God," they exclaimed. See, in our story, everybody had just seen Jesus do this miracle with feeding the 5,000 people. They saw it. They saw that there wasn't a lot of food and there were a lot of people. And that didn't bother Jesus. That didn't even faze him. And so they had just seen this. They had just got in the boat and they started going, and they already lost their faith in that Jesus could save them. And then when he reappeared to them and they saw him, they still were like, "This is a ghost. There's no way anybody can walk on water." And Jesus said, "It is me." And they had heard his voice time and time again. They knew his voice. But even then, Peter, he said, "Prove it." And so Jesus said, "Okay, well, come to me. I'll prove it to you." And Peter started walking on water until he started seeing all of his fears and all of these worries. He became so worried about the winds and the waves that he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he paid more attention to his worries than to Jesus. So he began to sink just like a rock. But Jesus grabbed Peter by the arm and saved him. So I want you guys to think about that story. And I want you guys to think about, out of all the things you could be worried about, what's the one you worry about the most? Yes, that thing right there that you just thought about when I said that. What is that one? And how's that distracting you from Jesus? See, if your worries sometimes distract you from Jesus, you're just like Peter. But you can learn the same lesson that Peter did, that Jesus' power calms our worries. So I want to try a fun little experiment. I want to show you guys how Jesus' power can calm our worries. So you'll need to get your bowl of water, your pepper, and some sort of dish soap. So you should have that with you already. So I want you to get them right in front of you and get ready to do this, okay? So I'm going to show you what to do, and then you'll try it. So I'm going to speak it, and then I'll reread it so you can try it, okay? Or if you want to, if you think you can keep up, that's fine too. Let's just go through and we'll do it that way. So first, I want you to look at your bowl of water. It's clear. It's clean. But then worries start sprinkling in. So I want you to start adding some pepper to your water. So as we're continuing to go, we have some of this pepper in our water, or these worries. They start creeping in, and then there's a few more worries, so keep adding some pepper. And then there's a few more worries, and I want you to shake that pepper shaker so hard that there's a whole bunch of pepper in your water, or these worries that are in your life. Pretty soon, worries are all you see. See, the pepper reminds me of all the waves Peter saw on the water. We have a lot of worries coming at us right now. So how can we make those worries run away from us instead of sticking around? So you can try to clear them out on your own, but look what happens. See, stick your finger in the bowl. The pepper just, and then pull your finger out. The pepper just sticks to you. So do this instead. I want you to wipe off your finger and then put some dish soap on it, just a little bit. You don't need a lot of dish soap. And this dish soap, as you're putting it on there, this is representing you keeping your eyes on Jesus. And then I want you to slowly put your finger back in with your worries. Put your finger back in the water and watch what happens to the pepper or your worries. They just skitter away, pushes away from it. See, Jesus, he doesn't just have power over wind and waves. He has power over our worries too. He has power over coronavirus. When we keep our eyes on Jesus, our worries stop bombarding us. Jesus' power calms our worries. So what would help you keep your eyes on Jesus during this worry time? I would encourage you to take that journal that I talked about earlier, and I want you to add to that. Answer that question. What would help you keep your eyes on Jesus during this worry time? So as we close here, I want you to just remember that bowl of water. So again, we have a bowl of water. It's clean. It's clear. There's nothing in it, just water. It's calm. And then we take our pepper shaker and we shake the pepper on it. And every little speckle of pepper that's in your water, it represents worries, little worries that you have. And you can shake that thing for all your worries and you can have all that pepper in there. And then remember, we're going to stick our finger in that pepper water and watch what happens with the pepper. It just sticks to your finger when you pull your finger out of the water. And then dry your finger off and try something different when it comes to your worries. Try not handling your worries on your own. Put a little bit of that dish soap on there, and that's again reminding you of Jesus and keeping your eyes focused on him. And then watch what happens when you go to put your finger back in that water. The pepper just goes away. It completely spreads away from your finger. And I want you guys to remember that as we're closing today. I want you guys to remember that the only way that we're going to not have any kind of worry or fear during this time is if we keep our eyes on Jesus. If we keep our focus forward on Jesus, not the worries that are behind us. Worries are temporary. Jesus' love, it's eternal. It's forever. So as you keep your eyes on him, I want you to think about one person. If you have many, that's fine, but I want you to think about one person specifically in your life that, and I want you to pray for that person by name to keep their eyes on Jesus during this season of worry. So it would sound something like this. Dear Jesus, right now, I just want to pray for blank. That they can keep their eyes on you during this season of worry. In Jesus' name, amen. So it would sound like that. All right, so we're going to close with prayer. After prayer, this video is going to be over, but I want you guys, after this prayer, to click on video 2. I really want you guys to think about both songs that we've played today. Play them both again if you have to. They are wonderful, wonderful songs. So after the prayer, click on video 2. Link, and then listen to that YouTube video, and then I will see you guys back here next week on this. Hopefully, if I get some of your email addresses, we can maybe do this on Zoom instead of doing this on audio only. All right, I miss you guys, and I hope that you guys are doing well and healthy and being patient and kind with each other. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you so much for this day. We love you, and we just ask that you watch over us during this coronavirus. Lord, just right now, I want to pray for every single child in our youth group. And I want to ask that you help them to keep their eyes on Jesus during this season of worry. I ask that you help them to find comfort and peace with each other. And I just ask that you help them to find you in the midst of all the storms. Lord, we know that there's two types of people in this world, those that can see the rain and just sit there and look at the rain, and those that dance in the rain. And I pray for our children here, the children in our youth group, that they find the way to be the generation that learns to dance in the rain, that learns to dance through the storm. Lord, we just love you so much, and we thank you for all that you are and all that you do for us. And we ask all these things in Jesus' precious heavenly name. Amen.